hey guys, what have you been watching?
I've got something. Hello. Hello, welcome to Bunda Vista episode 420 bonus episode, whatever. I'm Theo, and I'm here at the Central Democrat Ratfuck meeting 2025 on the eve of Mamdani's historic victory in New York. Now,
so it's before the victory happened?
After. Before. After.
It's not traditionally
it's
victory.
After. Okay.
Behind.
This
not
is the
traditionally
post-eve.
This is post-eve.
Eve works yeah. in both of. Directions.
Yeah.
One night Ooh. Removed in either way is the eve.
Yep.
Christmas Eve is Christmas Eve and Boxing Day.
Yeah.
It's like an aloha situation.
It's an aloha situation, correct.
Are you guys done?
Yes.
I'm Theo. I'm here, as always, with my senior associate, Ratfucker, Ben. Ben, it's hard to know what to make of all of this, right? I mean, we don't want to learn anything.
I rat fucked as hard as
we,
I could.
We did. Yeah.
I've been rat fucking my little rat dick off.
Yeah, that's right.
For a calendar year,
and still our guy won. So yeah. What the fuck?
And we didn't want him to.
We didn't want him to. We didn't want to learn anything or do anything or have to change anything in like anything that we do.
He's left leaning. He's not
yeah.
white.
Yeah.
He's Muslim. He's very attractive.
Yeah, and
attractive wife.
Attractive wife.
He's got everything.
Attractive couple.
All right. Yeah. But we don't want that anywhere near, what do you call New York's White House? Is that Gracie Mansion?
Yes.
Do they get a mansion over there?
Yes.
I think they get a mansion.
They get a mansion?
We don't want that in Gracie Mansion. We want an ugly guy. Like a really
ugly
weird,
white guy.
Sweaty, nervous sex criminal. And for him to be a Democrat.
Yeah. Gracie Mansion
That's
looks
right.
kind of shitty, just for the record.
Does it? Is it brownstone? I'm just saying New York stuff.
You're just saying, does it have a bodega?
No, yeah, it's got a bodega in it. It's got a little... well, now it does, obviously.
If only we had a word for convenience store.
Oh, yeah. Well. And that you heard from Lucy there, our senior associate vice principal of rat fucking whatever.
I fucked so many rats this year.
Yeah.
It's your year of fucking rats. Yes.
But you're rat fucking your own dick? What?
No, yeah. I use my rat dick to rat fuck.
Oh.
By the transitive property.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, he's out there like saying he's going to change stuff. And I'm pretty certain
not
that
on our
can't
watch.
Stand.
Not on our watch. I'm loading my gun.
How did we lose the Italians?
What do we, because the only like district that he didn't get like a crazy majority in was like Coney Island, right?
State Island, is that right? Was it
Long Island?
Wait, no,
Long Island's like
Coney
Island.
Island, just the rides.
Very it different is. Places.
Do people live on Coney Island?
I believe that people live on Coney Island.
He only
yes.
lost in Fire Island.
Yeah.
I don't think he definitely. I think the mole people who live under Coney Island are a huge voting
Carnies.
He only lost in Luna Park.
I just realized that if I try and picture Coney Island, I literally picture one roller coaster on a peninsula and nothing else.
Absolutely. It is literally just that like
is it
bit
not just
that juts
that?
Out from the GTA
it's
format.
It's just like Luna Park, right? Or is it a, just, is it a place
no,
that people live?
No, apparently there's other stuff as well.
I think there's a
people,
neighborhood there.
I think there's a neighborhood, yeah.
It
I
is
mean,
a
we don't,
peninsula,
we don't
though.
Care. We don't care, right? Because we don't sort of care about what people do or live. We're the Democrats party. And also finally, with us is Vice Understudy, super rat fuck Andrew. Hey buddy.
He's bad at rat fucking.
He's bad at rat fucking, but he's studying from us. He's understudy.
He's eager to learn.
What do you think an understudy is?
Top of my class in watching someone else fuck a rat.
Yeah.
Well, no, you've been waiting for your day to fuck a rat, but one of us has to call in sick.
I've been backstage miming fucking a rat.
Yeah.
One
Guess
day
what?
It'll be my time. Yeah.
It's one of us
Friday
is
going to
throw an ACL.
Yeah. The star has fallen down a set of stairs at Shea Montresor.
Yeah, okay. That's right. And you've got word that someone's going to interview Pelosi and say, hey, what do you think about this spectacular victory in New York City? And you've got to feed her like the stupidest fucking thing to reply with.
Shit, that's going to be good. I haven't seen any of those, but when they ask prominent Democrats whether they think it's good that he won,
yeah,
that's probably going to be very satisfying.
Yeah, whether their guy won versus the guy who's like specifically backed by Trump.
Yeah. Hey, was it this morning that we found out that Dick Cheney died?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
That was one day. What a roll.
Was it this morning?
And
was
now, obviously, all of us,
up, you know?
Yeah, all of us at the Dem rat fucking
We're sad about that.
We're having a moment of silence possibly for war criminal Dick
Cheney. We're all wearing our black suits for New York and the Cheney family.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not Gen X or Gen Y or whatever it is we are, what are we?
Gen Y. We don't really say that anymore.
Yeah, Gen Y. We call them millennials.
Millennials. Yeah.
Millennials.
It's hard for us, I think, to think of someone more responsible as architect of like the way things are today in our own lifetimes, as we kind of had to watch this sort of just unfold in front of us and go, hey, fuck, that ain't no good. Apart from maybe Donald Rumsfeld, right? Who, you know, they're both getting pissed on. Yeah. Underneath now.
God, that feels good. It doesn't help. It doesn't restore anything, but it does feel nice. I was thinking we could do like a quick sort of a trend watch kind of thing, like one in and one out, you know? In, Mamdani. Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney alive. Yep.
And he's out permanently because he fucking died.
Because he's dead.
He's not coming back.
His corpse is rotting.
And finally that guy that he shot in the face can say, hey, you know what? On reflection, I didn't really enjoy that. And I don't think that should have happened to me.
Oh, that'd be good. Be like, now that he's dead, let me clear the air. When I got shot in the face, it was bad.
Yeah. And I didn't want to speak up at the time, but it was only because of his sort of like the fact that he kind of controlled, you know,
America.
Yeah, when he came over to check on me, he was flanked by two Secret Service agents, both with their hand just on the handle of their gun.
Yeah.
Are you okay, or is this going to be a problem?
We're going to have to put him down.
Yeah, just a Blackwater van parked in front of his house for like 6 weeks.
It would have been easier to just kill the guy. So I guess he maybe did generously choose to let him live and make him apologize.
No, but he was just expressing his power to be like, you know what, I can fucking shoot you in the face all I like.
Yeah, that's what's
nothing's
that thing
gonna
that
happen.
That's that Trump quote saying he could shoot
someone. Cheney walked so Donald
Fifth
Trump
Avenue
could run,
whatever.
Right?
But hey, we're not here to talk about America. We're here to talk about other stuff in our segments, including this one, America Watch. It's time for America Watch.
America. Hey, Ben, if you're trying to picture Coney Island in the future, just picture the climax of the Walter Hill film, The Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're trying to get back to Coney Island?
Well, yeah, they get to Coney Island at the end.
Yeah, and they're on the beach.
That guy's clinking his bottles.
Yeah.
And demanding that they come out and play.
But it's not just the theme park where the Warriors are.
No, they live there as well.
I think...
Maybe.
Coney Island.
They both live and play there.
It's a combination hundreds of years old amusement park and Jersey Shore style
Someone's
situation.
Getting so angry at us.
Not including the situation, right?
You've got the impulse right now to be like, actually, kind of.
Yeah, tell us who lives at Luna Park. How many people live at Luna Park?
If we really want to know something, we'll just look it up.
Could be a spike on Google of Americans.
I was actually reading the Wikipedia article for Coney Island probably like several days ago.
So. See, he's already learned. Yeah. We have a sort of proud...
Whatever it is.
Willful ignorance of things. What's the name of the guy who's doing the bottles? He's got three names. David someone.
It's not David Hyde Pierce.
No, it's not David Hyde Pierce.
No, he's a classic...
The guy from
Twin Peaks.
He's not Breckenmeyer, but he does look like Breckenmeyer.
He looks like
he's the guy from the lodge in Twin Peaks.
Yeah, he's the guy from Twin Peaks.
You guys ever play the Warriors PlayStation 2 game?
It was a rock star game, right?
It was a rock star game.
So good.
Yeah.
Lucy, did you ever play it with another person?
Yeah, me and my older brother used to play it.
Classic playing video games with your older brother, girly.
Yeah, it explains so much,
It's crazy.
We used to play Diablo 2 together.
Yeah. That's, and she is single, fellas. Leave her alone.
The Warriors were sick, though, because if you were both playing it like couch co-op style, you could do like combo moves to the dudes you were beating up.
Yes,
one guy
you
holds
could.
Him in a headlock and the other person could do something to him, hit him with a pipe wrench, you know? Yep.
David Patrick great game. Kelly.
Slam.
Yeah. Yeah, let me give you three words. David, Patrick,
three names.
Kelly. DPK. Oh!
Oh, DPK?
You always love to see him in something, you know?
Oh, my God.
I was watching, again, the Walter Hill film Last Man Standing, Bruce Willis, remake of Yojimbo? Is it Yojimbo? Is that the one where he comes to a town and plays two rival forces off against each other?
Yes. Ooh. Which is also a remake itself. No, an adaptation itself of the Dashiell Hammett novel Red Harvest, I want to say. Yep. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right. That sounds right. Anyway, David Patrick Kelly is in there as an Irish mob boss. Oh, and he's such a dick. He's such a rat fuck dick. He plays it so well.
God, article for Yojimbo, searching up Red Harvest. Oh, and parts of also The Glass Key, which also, as we all know, Miller's Crossing, the Coen Brothers movie, mm-hmm. is an adaptation, if not a loving homage, of The Glass Key and Red Harvest. From WHTM, Pennsylvania man allegedly left threatening voice message over Holocaust float.
Huh?
Huh.
I have just chosen
part of that.
Yeah. All right. This is I've chosen some somewhat difficult stories because this is a bonus episode, right? We're in a place of trust. Yeah.
Mm,
we can trust each other. We can discuss things rationally and intelligently. You know, you the listener can know that we're coming in with good intentions. And we're going to keep it light.
Even though the terrain may be bumpy.
We're getting pull up.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, whoa, my hands are on the yoke.
Maybe I'll, got
it. And they're going in the right direction.
Oh,
we're getting terrain and we're saying don't worry about it.
Forwards.
Hey, picture this. We're in one of those like cargo planes where there's two yokes, you know, the pilot, co-pilot.
Oh, we're sharing the yoke.
I have the controls.
Well, hold on.
We can
Lucy's
argue
at
about
one.
This, Fraser. I have the controls.
Lucy's at one,
just
Ben's
as
at the other.
Confidently as again, I have the controls.
Me and Theo, hands over your hands, and then all four of us are pulling up at the same time. Mm. You know? Perfectly
pulling
controlled.
Back towards us to
back
go
towards,
up?
Yes. Back towards, okay. Yes.
We need to get you a flight simulator, Ben.
What if you were a married couple and you were both flying a plane and it was a double yoker and every time you were sort of got annoyed at each other, you just said, I have the controls, even though the other person is still flying.
I have the controls.
I have the controls. Oh, that's really interesting because I have the controls.
When you think about it, I have the controls.
I have the controls.
I have the controls.
Hey, you know, you were telling me about Debbie from work. Well, I have the controls.
I have the controls. Oh, it's interesting because I asked for the fish and they've given me the chicken. I have the controls. A Pennsylvania man allegedly left a threatening voice message with the Catholic school that had a parade float that depicted Holocaust symbolism, police say.
Okay.
You guys might have seen the original story that is being referenced here. Maybe did you guys see this? Did you hear about this?
This is like a tribute to another story. This is
This is not the greatest news article in the world.
I really feel like the state of the Holocaust float is going to influence how I feel about this.
Yeah,
what
because it
mean?
Could be anti or pro.
It could be all kinds of
what are you talking about?
Yeah. It could be anti and very poorly executed.
That's
you know?
True. Yeah.
Like, there's all kinds of ways this could go. It could be pro and very convincing.
Man, you guys ever... and this is only for... Australian people over the age of 33-ish. You guys ever watch John Safran's Music Jamboree?
Yes.
There was an episode where he was talking about how a school did a dance to Michael Jackson's. Is it They Don't Really Care About Us? Is that what the song's called?
Yeah, and that's got some anti-Semitic terms in it.
Well, so they did a dance to it depicting people in the uniforms of people in Holocaust era concentration camps. Mm. And then he got his dad, who is a Holocaust scholar, to break down the accuracy of the dance.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Cool.
So some things you don't have to dance about.
Yeah.
That's my feeling.
Not.
Maybe if I was a dancer, I would think all things could be danced about. If I was a comedian, maybe I'd think all things could be joked about.
Maybe if you're a podcaster, you would think that everything can be talked about and joked about.
I believe all things could be attended about responsibly. That's my belief. Charging documents filed by Penn Township Police show that Joseph Galeo II, 28, of Bucks County, faces charges for calling and leaving a message where he allegedly said about turning St. Catholic's Catholic School into a concentration camp.
I'm sorry, right. Leaving a message where he allegedly said about?
He allegedly said about. A replica of an Auschwitz concentration camp gate with the phrase Arbeit macht frei, which is translated to work sets you free, was on a float from the school in the Hanover Halloween parade on Thursday.
Don't make it Auschwitz gate.
Yeah, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say you might not, you shouldn't be doing that.
Sorry, Lucy, just to clarify, are you asking the person not to cause an incident called Auschwitz gate or to not make an Auschwitz gate?
I mean, both. Both. I don't think you should be there doing your crafting, making the fucking Auschwitz gate.
It's not ideal.
I don't know. No. I don't know.
So just to give you guys some context, I've got a bit here from a Guardian article about the original incident. In apologizing for the fiasco, Galen Shelley, so this is the creator of the float, told Penn Live that a lighted archway and lanterns he ordered to decorate a parade float he was building for Hanover's St. Joseph School did not arrive in time. So he searched the internet for images of cemetery gates to represent the idea that none of us get out of this life alive. What he found and replicated was a photograph of the gates from the Second World War Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland.
Christ.
Okay, okay, so
Googled spooky gates.
Yeah.
Sad, scary gate. This has taken a real turn from, all right, we started off with Holocaust float. Okay, that implies a deliberate theme. I'm not accusing you of writing these headlines, Ben. I'm just saying, if we work our way from the top down,
that would be a disastrous misunderstanding of the process.
Holocaust float. It turns out Ben's been writing all of these this whole time. We're starting with Holocaust float. That demonstrates, that says intent to me.
Intent.
Then we get to float that depicted Holocaust symbolism.
Wait, so they just found a picture of a gate and it was the Auschwitz gate. Is that?
And then he's like, great, I will paper mache some gates that have spooky German on them.
Was it just the gate German, or were there other things that he included that also, like...
No, it's the rest of it was like a graveyard with ghosts. There's 12-year-olds with sheets on them with eye holes cut out.
He was making
the monster mash.
He was making a spooky float, and the problem is that his Pinterest photo on his board for the float for the scary gates at the front
happened to be the Auschwitz one. Yeah, the most recognized gates potentially on the face of the planet, apart from maybe some Harry Potter bullshit. I don't know.
And also, there is a big inscription over the gate in German.
In German. Yeah, that if you put those words just into Google,
you might receive some additional context.
Yeah, but maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you just saw a translation and you're like, oh, I don't know. I guess that is kind of spooky. And then you didn't think about it.
Yeah.
The story continues. St. Joseph's Church's pastor notified police Saturday about the principal receiving an alleged threatening message regarding the float, the criminal complaint shows. Police said in the criminal complaint that this is the alleged threatening message that was left. Now, I just want to keep us in the context that we're talking about. So someone saw a very poor taste Halloween Holocaust float at a parade because, this is crucial, they think the Holocaust is bad, much like the majority of people. Their response was to leave this voicemail message on the inbox of a Catholic school. No one believes for a single second that your Nazi sympathizing members didn't understand a fucking concentration camp gate is not appropriate. We know what you actually think. Maybe we should turn your little school into a concentration camp.
Write that down. Yeah. Don't say that.
Don't
write that down.
I feel like we're jumping to some conclusions here.
Maybe it's time to persecute you religious. I can't figure out what the swear words are here. It's a four-letter word and then a four-letter word. Shit
Shit fuck.
No, shit rat- fuck. No, we need a plural.
Yes, okay, you religious blank blank.
Cunt tits.
anus cunt.
Dick anus. No, dick it's got to be plural.
Fuck dogs.
Fuck dogs. Fuck what you said to dogs.
Damn it.
This is, we need to get the Enigma machine on this. This is impossible to decrypt. Like the psychopaths you are, your children are now in danger. Don't. You should have had a better handle on them. I don't believe for a single second that the children did it, though. I think your teachers did it. The world's watching, you fucking losers. You make the world so much worse than it already is. All in the name of your precious fucking God. He has abandoned you. He will not save you from what happens next. Sir.
Look, we've all got a little steamed under the collar from time to time.
Yeah,
you know, we've all had a customer service experience that has left us wanting, and people say things from time to time.
We get out God over forbid. Our skis.
Yes, we get head up.
God forbid somebody is recording you as you do this tirade.
Yeah, you don't want that on
someone. You know that because you called them.
Yeah.
Now, what you don't do is write it all down and send it in.
It's amazing to come off worse than the people that made the fucking paper mache Auschwitz gate.
They made the Auschwitz float for a Halloween parade, and now you look like the nut job.
You look like Good the work, crazy pal. Person.
Oh, this guy's actually done the worst version of this rather than like sending it in, which is, to call
text,
someone
voice.
Where you can just give yourself the stream of consciousness to rant, but you are also making a record of it the entire time.
Yeah.
Yes. Just generally good advice. Oh. Take some time to write something down first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe throw it away. Write it in a journal. Throw it away.
Yes. Burn it. Burn it ceremonially in a fire.
There is a principle there that I genuinely believe in, which is if you intend to send an angry correspondence to someone, do write it down,
take
go
your
to
time
bed, and read it the next day.
And decide whether you still want to send it. That is genuine
I can guarantee
advice.
You almost 100% of the time you will say, all right, I should probably take some of those things out. You
know I've kind of taken to walking away from situations in my house that make me extremely mad, but that means I walk out the back door. And
keep
then,
on going.
And then my neighbors just hear like the loudest obscenity they'll hear all week. And it's just a mystery to them as to why I'm out there shouting cunt at like the sky or whatever. And it's just going to remain a beautiful mystery to them. I'm not going to leave it on a voicemail or
you're
like
not
a record
say,
of note.
By the way, my boys are evil.
Yeah.
I have two demons.
My boys.
Because I'm not putting that.
The Lord has given me two demons.
I will feel better in five minutes. And
I got a pair of Damians.
Yeah. I'm going to Damian Maxing.
Yeah.
I work in, you know, a customer-facing job. I have to deal with a lot of people who maybe don't, they're bad at regulating their emotions and they don't realize that they're being unpleasant. And sometimes because of my own emotional issues, I have a knee-jerk reaction to rudeness to amplify it back to them.
Yeah, and you put alcohol in the mix. Hoo boy.
It's not a good... You've got to just learn to take some time, relax. You got to, before you say the thing, you go, you know what, I'm going to have a little breath. I'm going to make, you know what? You weren't to know. You weren't to know what you've just done. Before you send that voicemail, go, you know what, I'm going to hang up the phone. I'm actually going to think about it. And I say, if I threaten to put a bunch of children in a concentration camp, will this make me look like a bit of a stick in the mud?
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, will people sort of hear that or read the transcript and then be like, that guy's not nice? Do you want to be thought of as not a nice person?
If Sleep I put it, it out there no, that, God, I'm, no. that I'm kind of putting a local Catholic school and mass graves into your mind at the same time, will you think better or worse of me for that? Will that be like a positive thing to you?
You got to think, how do I want to be thought of?
Yeah.
You know, like for me, I guess what would be the ultimate for me is to be looked on retrospectively as a person that people are happy to see enter a room.
Yeah.
You know, just that when people see you, you know, I don't have to be thought about all the time. That's not important to me. But if you are somewhere that people go, oh, that's nice. Look who's here. If you're the guy that said, let's turn that school into a concentration camp, I don't think a lot of people are going to be like, oh, here comes the concentration camp guy. It's not going to happen for
Carol
you.
Laughs.
Yeah.
Here comes the guy who leaves insane messages when he gets mad about
very
stuff.
Insane.
I assume this is insane. Not the first. This isn't the first for him.
Right. That's
first
probably
type
true.
He's done.
Yeah. Yes.
He's got a bit of a temper.
The impulse is because he thought the way that they used the imagery of the Holocaust was in poor taste.
And it was.
Which it was.
It was. Now,
I agree with him 100% on that.
You think if he thinks that it was artful, that he would have been okay with it? I'm right. I'm calling up to leave my compliments on the beautiful interpretation of the Holocaust on one of the floats this weekend.
Kids did a great job.
You guys really nailed it. It was awful.
It really made me think. I went home and cried. Thank you for helping me touch my soul.
I guess in some way, if you wrestle with the monsters, you do have to be careful.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because they might hurt you.
Yes. The monster is bigger than me.
Monster got me.
Oh, ow.
I'm totally on board with you, Ben, about just the way that I conduct myself in my personal life. I hope that the people who know me feel like I am generally trying to be as nice and helpful as I can in any given situation, you know? It does, for me sometimes, though, in a professional context, a switch gets flipped where I am operating on pure spite. And for that reason, I'm incredibly careful about what I say to people and what I write to somebody or put in a chat or whatever, because what I want when it comes to like seeing out a conflict with someone is to be able to know no one can point at anything I've done and said, see, this guy got out of pocket about this thing. He acted inappropriately or whatever. I want to have absolutely perfect moral standing in my quarrel with another person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean you can't further your aims. You just have to be real discreet about how you do it.
Absolutely.
Machiavelli.
You don't be having these emotional outbursts.
Well, yeah, but that's a lot of emotional labor to carry that with you.
Oh, it's fucking worse.
Yeah. And, you know, as Avenged Sevenfold says, he who makes a beast out of himself gets rid of the pain of being a man.
Jesus.
Only at work, though. Only at work. I'm normal the rest of the time.
That's not an Avenged Sevenfold original.
Oh, you got to tell me which song this is. You got to tell me which song.
Oh, it's Backcountry. It's the only song anyone's heard.
I don't know if Avenged Sevenfold invented that.
Fuck, that's... All right, I got another story here in a similar vein.
Have we resolved that? Did we get a picture of the fucking Holocaust float?
Oh, they're out there. There's video of it and everything.
Oh, boy.
If that kind of thing interests you, you can find photos on the internet.
Okay, well, you don't have to throw it back on them that hard.
Don't start Googling.
This is from WBTW in South Carolina.
Oh, the by the way.
Yeah. Retired Conway lawyer threatens anti-abortion group with inert device, police say.
Huh?
Come on.
Mm, yeah, I got a fucking inert device for you right here.
Huh?
It's my...
yeah.
Sorry.
Doesn't matter.
Are you on antidepressants now?
Yeah.
Big week for being on the right side of history in the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. This is just... don't fucking... I don't want to toot my own horn here, but I think I have put together a pretty good...
First of all, the horn's inert.
So. Yeah, that's right, so there's no point tooting it. Nothing's going to come out!
Yeah. Toot as hard as you want. It's not going to honk.
That thing is totally numb. It's not going to honk.
I've got three stories that are about someone who is mostly morally correct, but just not
doing
good
it
at,
real
good
wrong.
A longtime Conway attorney was arrested Sunday morning after police say he threatened anti-abortion protesters at a local church with what turned out to be an inert hand grenade.
Okay.
All right.
Richard Lovelace, 79. Who's charged with four counts of threatening to use the replica of a destructive device
That's so funny to go there with like a replica hand grenade.
On the books.
They got that on the books.
It must be hard to like threaten someone with a hand grenade. Well, it doesn't have the same pointing capacity.
It's not directional.
Yeah, but you
gun,
pull it
right?
out with your teeth.
It means you've got to be like,
yeah, you're quick. Motioning at the ring.
He was released Monday from the J. Reuben Long Detention Center after posting a $60,000 bond. Hey, there's a good weekend for me. A J, a Reuben, and a long penis.
Whose is that?
It's a third party in the story.
Yeah.
Police responded to St. Anne's Episcopal Church on Main Street in Conway about 10 a.m. Sunday, where a, quote, survivors of the abortion holocaust anti-abortion protest was happening.
Don't call it that.
Don't say that.
Don't say it that way.
Should have had a real hand grenade.
Yeah. Imagine how fucking annoyed you would be if you were talking to someone and they told you with a straight face that they were the survivor of the Holocaust and you said, huh? Go on. It's funny. You seem to be 34.
Yeah.
How's that work? And they say,
the abortion Holocaust.
The abortion Holocaust. How loud are you?
Yeah, we don't mean a real one.
That's such a
on the reveal on that one.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I was reading the other night about Holocaust frauds, so people that wrote like memoirs of how they survived through the Holocaust, and common theme of them is that Oprah Winfrey loves to invite them on her show.
Yeah. She's found more than one to feature the book from, and then later had to be like, what?
So there was one I saw on there where she claimed to have escaped from a concentration camp at like 11 years old or something like that, and then like had a period where she was like roaming with wolves and stuff, and so she's sort of read that and gone, what an amazing story, what an incredible tale. But there was also like the James Frey thing where he just like made up all of his bullshit, and then she made him like a multimillionaire by having him on a show. So she just loves to do this, apparently. She's very, very credulous. Ooh. Oprah Winfrey, incredibly credulous person.
I wouldn't have done the wolves part.
Because
that feels like
part.
You're kind of pushing your luck a little bit. Ooh. Like, kind of pick one. You know, Hatchet happened to me and then I was raised by wolves. That's crazy that Hatchet happened to you.
Yeah, pitching the books
last
like,
thing you want.
Hey, it's kind of like Hatchet in the Holocaust, but it's real and it happened to me.
And it was
Let's be clear about that.
I think I would have done perfectly well if I was the little precious boy from Hatchet.
Yeah.
I would have conducted myself in exactly the same way.
Yeah.
I would have just simply
trained special forces soldiers.
Yeah, and then they got sick or something from a bee sting or whatever.
There's a sequel?
Yeah. Oh, there's multiple sequels. There's
a sequel. He also does
a
reimagining.
He does a reimagining, like an alternate timeline where he doesn't get picked up before winter. So he's just, so that's Hatchet Winter.
Yeah.
Versus Hatchet 2, which is the timeline when he didn't get out. So that when he got out before winter. So
yeah. Honestly, I thought you guys were talking about the horror movie Hatchet.
You didn't read
about
Hatchet.
Tom Savini.
You didn't have to read
Hatchet. I loved
Hatchet
so much.
Oh, we've talked
about
Hatchet on here before. I haven't seen it, but I absolutely remember your passion.
I remember having to
Hatchet.
Do a book report on that, and I nailed that shit.
A book report?
A book report.
I'm just saying I would have done Hatchet exactly the same. I would have figured out how to spot the birds among the camouflage, and I would have made a bow and arrow.
Yeah, you would have used the resources surrounding you, your sort of natural resources and your own kind of skills and knowledge and daring do.
Yes.
I think.
Actually, you know what? The plane wouldn't have crashed. When the pilot had the stroke, I would have been like, don't worry. I'll pull the yoke in the correct direction.
Yeah, which is backwards.
Towards me.
Towards me.
I would have been just fine in Hatchet World, whatever they call that place.
What is the easiest outlandish trauma to get away with saying has befallen you? Like,
right.
Enough
we'll
to sound
all say
really
the stuff we have
interesting.
To beep now, and then we'll go on and do the rest.
Yeah, because I've never really understood, like, lying about having brain cancer or what have you, right? Because That one's going to run out of Belle spool Gibson, eventual. Yeah.
Bella Hadid, I think her name
is. Bella Hadid, yep.
Yeah.
Lyme disease. Vietnam.
We're getting back into Lyme disease, baby.
Just if you're going to say something, make it easy for me to know whether I have to beep it or not. Don't make me make a decision later on tonight.
There was that dude from The League who lied about like escaping 9/11.
Oh my God. The other Duplass brother. Yeah. Right? Wait, no.
No, Steve Ranazzisi.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done
Kevin
that.
Kevin from The League. He said his dad died in the Twin Towers, but also I think he kind of lied about kind of like Indiana Jonesing out of it as it fell.
That's such a good lie.
That's so good.
That's such a good lie to have.
Can you imagine what the social situation he was in that made him first do the lie?
Trying to get pussy.
Oh, he said he worked at Merrill Lynch. And he was on the 50th.
And were you there on the day? Yeah.
He's saying he was there on the day and he...
But Merrill Lynch, that's like high up in the building, right? It's like, yep.
Why would you specify the company? Because that just gives people more...
It's really easy to look
avenues
up.
Avenues for them to like narrow it down.
I reckon he got caught. He got caught up. And,
he had said that the events inspired him to move to Los Angeles and pursue stand-up comedy. You know how it
does. Yeah. As a 9/11?
He said his experience escaping death in the World Trade Center made him do stand-up.
Like, okay, so he said he worked at Merrill Lynch, which was on the 54th floor of the South Tower during the attacks. He didn't work at Merrill Lynch, and Merrill Lynch didn't have offices in the towers. How did it come up? When was the first time you said this to someone?
Oh, and like, he has to have done it enough times to get used to repeating it, right?
Yeah.
Well, once you've said the lie, now you're stuck with those details.
Yeah.
You can't change the details after the first lie. It's all going to snowball.
Are you like bombing on like a first date? And, like, she's clearly losing interest.
And you're like, I was in 9/11.
I'm Merrill Lynch. I worked at Merrill Lynch, 54th floor, South Tower. Oh, barely got out. Actually inspired me to get into stand-up. And then improvisational comedy. I was on the improvised comedy show, The League.
Do you want to know the reason he did give for the social situation that made him first do it? He claimed that the lie was made as a way to, quote, fit in, end quote.
Fit in with whom?
Well, yeah.
To quote Survive with the New LA Crowd, you're in LA. Everyone's hot.
Mm.
You know, everyone over there is just like stunning. They've already got an agent. They've already got their life sorted out. And what are you, some
schmuck?
You got
to be like, yeah, I was in a Subway commercial. I was at 9/11. Like, you got to have something.
You're just desperate. Oh, I survived the attacks on 9/11. And all of a sudden, everyone's looking at you.
Mm.
You know what it feels like to be LA hot for once, because
everyone's like, I was an extra in The Scorpion King.
Yeah.
And you've got to be like, yeah, well, I was at 9/11. So
I actually had dialogue in The Scorpion King 2 as well, but didn't.
I had a line in an episode of Entourage.
Yeah.
I said, here's your drink, Johnny Drama.
Yeah, I've been on 3 different episodes saying, oh my God, that's Johnny Drama.
Guys.
Here comes Johnny Drama and his entourage.
Johnny Drama.
I think that's Johnny Drama and his entourage of kooky guys.
I'm guessing. Sounds like none of us have ever watched any Entourage.
Haven't seen it.
There's a guy called Johnny Drama.
Is he really called
Johnny
Drama?
I'm pretty sure there's a character called Johnny Drama.
He's not the main guy, the head
of the Entourage.
He's not Steve Entourage.
Is there a guy called Turtle?
There is a
Entourage?
Guy called Turtle. Okay. I've absorbed all of this. Cultural osmosis. I've never seen an episode of this show. Kevin Dillon is Johnny Drama, I want to say.
Sure.
And there is a guy named Turtle. Looks like a chode.
Is Ari Gold the main guy?
Yeah, that's the main guy, right?
I believe Ari Gold is based on Ari Emanuel, who's a real life talent agent. And now, I think he now owns TKO, which owns the WWE and the UFC.
Oh.
Huh. I'm seeing here it's also loosely based on Mark Wahlberg's experiences in LA.
Yeah, it's about Mark Wahlberg, right?
Yeah.
I was just thinking back to the 9/11 thing before about how
join us on a journey through Mark
Wahlberg. Take back to 9/11
towers.
No, is that he did, like, I guess the version of this that he can't be cancelled for, right? Which is, you can get cancelled for saying
I was in 9/11.
Instead saying, if I were there, I personally would have prevented 9/11.
Like, he had a ticket for that flight or something.
If I had been on that plane, things would have gone down like that way.
Yeah.
Well, no, Seth MacFarlane had a ticket for a 9/11
flight. And he slept through it, yeah.
There's what we would have missed if he died.
We would have missed all those different Roger professions.
Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but Joe Kwaczala? Kwaczala? It's Polish. He does a really good sketch about just two guys at a bar talking about, it's like an alternate reality conversation where he did die on that flight and Family Guy never went anywhere. It's really good. I'll link that in the show notes.
Mate. Okay. Mm.
Johnny Drum is played by Kevin Dillon.
That's what I said.
I said that like 3 minutes ago. Keep up.
I was reading at the time, so.
now to wait for a break in the conversation to say that Johnny Drama is played by Kevin Dillon.
Yeah, there you go. Ari Emanuel, who is the owner of all those fucking massive companies, is the basis of the character Ari Gold.
This episode is going to be so good if you've watched
all these things.
Entourage.
No, it's not, because you're going to be so annoyed at how short this episode's going to be. Conversation is.
Yeah, that was sarcastic. You're going to be so pissed off. And don't.
Don't
tell us, unless you are on Entourage, I don't want to fucking hear from you.
Or in 9/11.
Yes, if
you were in 9/11.
Or on Entourage.
If things would have gone down differently if you'd been on that plane.
Yeah, tell us what you would have done on 9/11.
You would have done.
I would have pulled the yoke back towards my body.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, no, we're about to hit those towers. Up, away.
Pull up.
Whose instinct is to push towards the thing you're trying to get away from?
I always play with inverted controls, so you know, my...
it's just like how people, you know, we have all these accidents, a long, long road, highway through nowhere, and there's a tree, and they've managed to hit the tree.
Yeah.
You see a tower, and you spring out of it, and you, whoa!
The group posted a video to its Instagram page showing Lovelace holding the device in front of them. Quote, "I have a grenade," Lovelace says as he pulled it out of his pocket.
Fuck yeah.
We can see, dude.
Quote, "Why do you have one of those? Is that a grenade?" Two of the protesters responded.
Great questions to ask one after another. Yeah.
Now, are we to assume that this is them?
Maybe reverse the priority order of those.
Well, that's right, but yeah, I understand.
Why do you have whatever one of those is? And furthermore, what is it?
You just confirmed for me.
I like that they've given us two questions and said that two of the protesters responded. Is this in parallel or in series?
Good question.
Did one ask the first question, second ask the other, or were they saying it in sync?
Yeah.
We'll never know until we get the video.
Getting all bases covered.
Of this happening. I honestly do wish I could see the video of this old guy who doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, this old guy being 79? Like,
you know what
79,
this is?
Yeah.
If you've seen the Clint Eastwood movie Gran Torino, you're getting the vibe of this guy who has just walked up to brandish a grenade from his pocket at a group of people.
Although, if I remember the movie Gran Torino, I think he was upset about a different thing.
He was upset about a lot of things.
He was upset about a lot of things.
He was upset about crime, but it's clearly not about race because he likes some of the Hmong people that he meets.
Oh, yeah.
But he hates his spoiled white son.
Crime.
He hates his spoiled white son and his son's
spoiled white
family.
But he loves his Gran Torino.
Loves Gran. Who wouldn't?
He plays a fucking piano song at the very end of that movie as the credits roll.
Gran Torino.
As the credits roll, soft jazz piano starts playing, and it's Clint Eastwood playing the piano, and he starts singing a song about his Gran Torino.
About his beautiful car.
That man has been playing and singing for so many...
It's not diegetic.
It's not diegetic.
You've overextended yourself. You've tried it so many times in the last 7 days.
Non-diegetic.
If in the movie he was playing the piano singing a song about his car.
Or the credits.
Or if he's driving the Gran Torino and it's coming through the radio.
But it's his character playing it.
No, it's Clint Eastwood doing the song.
The director of the film and also
I get
jazz
that he's
pianist.
The director, but he was also
it's
the...
Him,
oh, okay.
It's Clint Eastwood playing himself, like in that documentary. Eastwood plays himself.
Flags of Our Fathers. Oh.
I got to say, I got beef with movies where an actor is in the movie and the actor is also on the soundtrack and they play a song.
He's doing a classic.
No, they play a song by the character in the scene that actor is also in. Like if it's a Madonna movie and she's dancing in a fucking club and they're playing a Madonna song from the soundtrack, it doesn't make any sense. That shouldn't be on there. You're in the room. You know,
and you're just like trying to work this out. Like, how
canonically
this
is there a recording artist named Madonna in this world, and also Madonna is playing a character in the film? Is that what I'm meant to be working with? You know, make it clearer for me.
So, Wild West, Men in Black are fine. It's in the credits, right?
Yes,
yeah, it's just over the credits.
I don't like it, but it's in the credits.
Wild West,
Jim West.
Desperado, Rough Rider. No,
you don't want nada.
This is so terrible. 50 years, old folks home. Wild Wild West.
Hey, if you like the song, if you like the song Men in Black from the soundtrack to the film Men in Black, listen to the song Forget Me Nots by Patrice Rushen instead.
Yeah.
It's the same song, but no Will Smith and a cool lady on it.
I don't like that song.
Patrice Rushen's the people that had the Holy Roman Empire?
God damn it.
Jesus.
God damn it.
Christ. Who's this for?
Patrice Rushen, a jazz pianist, just like Clint Eastwood.
I don't know. Truly don't.
I think it's mainly us.
It's not even recording. The red light's not on.
We're already in an old folks' home. Just remembering being in the hot, hot prime of our mid-30s or early
and
40s.
And the nurses come in and put some microphones down in front of us. You're like, you remember? Like before? I remember.
Not to take too much of a turn.
Oh, yeah.
Not to take too much of a dark turn, but Elvis was working in like nursing homes.
My pussy's stinky.
You should have. Once Andrew said the other thing about there being a turn, you could have stopped. That was a choice that you made.
Yeah.
You wanted to say my pussy stinky.
You needed to get it out.
So much that you ignored.
You ignored the my wife and nursing home before.
And you went with my pussy stinky.
Gotta say my pussy stinky.
In a Borat voice. Oh God.
Andrew,
but
you were saying?
She's been doing work in nursing homes and she keeps coming home from work and going, yeah, they just bought in like Ride to Die stuff in Canberra, so that's good. We don't have to. We're never gonna get real old like that, right? We'll just. I was like, you have to say that every day after work.
You don't have to look me dead in the eyes and say that 5 days a week.
Yeah, come home from work, big day, hard day, and like, I can quit, but just got to check on the government side as to whether. Oh, yep. Euthanasia, still good.
Bowling?
So we got that to look forward to.
Got something to look forward to.
Quote for y'all, you know, a gift for you protesters, Loveless replied.
Nice, okay.
Before putting the device back in his pocket, walking away.
Baller.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Hey, I might blow you up with a grenade. Ah, well, not today.
Some people might call it stochastic terrorism. Some people might call it a threat. I call it good because it conforms with my values.
It fits with what I already believe. So I think this act of old man ballerism is insanely good.
Perfect ally. Perfect ally.
Being an old man protester is so good. Like what's his name? James whatever that's in Babe?
Yeah.
James Cromwell.
Fuck, I love James Cromwell.
So good.
Oh yeah, he rules. God. Yeah. He's just
good
in
politics.
Or Liam Cunningham as well.
Yes. Yep.
He just shows up on like Instagram. Game of Thrones guy. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's seen all of Succession.
To Davros.
I've seen Succession.
He basically plays himself in Succession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's so good.
I'm going to have to revisit Babe because I don't reckon I've seen that since like the 90s and I've got kids and it's a fucking George Miller joint.
George Miller. Oh, it is. James and it's Cromwell. Real good.
It's fucking great movie.
George Miller's sick. I'm going to have to get on
Magda
that.
Magda Sabansky wearing a wig was sick. Made out of my cousin's hair. I've said that multiple times on the podcast.
So never kind
of, this is new information to me.
The first time.
No, it's not.
Magda Sabansky is wearing a wig made of your cousin's hair in the movie Babe.
Yeah.
We've been doing this fucking shit that for 8 years.
This is probably the third time I've said that on the podcast.
No, I think I'd remember. I remember everything you say about yourself. Nothing's a surprise to me.
I know.
We know so much about each other. And how many siblings do you guys have?
How many siblings do you have? You've got at least one. You've got an older brother.
Yeah, I know, because we mentioned it like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I remember that from earlier. Theo has a sister.
Yeah.
Well, just one, though, I think. Andrew's got a brother. We've met his brother a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How many do I have?
How many do you have?
You got a sister.
See, that's more of a mystery.
You got a
to me.
Sister.
You do have a brother.
Any more?
Sister. You have multiple sisters?
I got two brothers, two sisters.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How are we supposed to keep track of that?
I started off trying to figure out how many kids you could get on a boat.
Yeah. Oh, well, only two of us were on the boat.
What the fuck?
Because the boat's small. And my family is complicated.
Yeah.
News 13 reached out to protest organizers and Lovelace on Monday for comment. According to a Conway police report, four people, quote, provided the same account of what happened before they arrived, saying Lovelace exited the church with his hands inside his pockets, walked towards the group and pulled out a grenade.
Wink.
Authorities later determined the grenade was hollowed out. Okay, so this old man is just like, he's an ally. You know that much?
Yeah, first of all, yeah.
He loves bodily autonomy, you know?
And he's putting himself on the line to protect women.
He's
you know?
Creating space.
He was doing Gran Torino. He was hoping that the anti-abortion protesters would shoot him and then they'd get locked up. He was doing exactly the ending of Gran Torino, which we all remember.
I haven't seen it.
Four and wheels and a steering wheel.
And then he's going to play the piano. I love having grenades.
Grenade Torino.
He sounds like fucking Rolf from the Muppets when he's on that thing, right? Grenade.
I think we've all just been doing Tom Waits, right? We could all just accept that.
I'm doing Clint Eastwood.
I'm doing Tom Waits. I'm doing what's that ballad where Tom Waits sounds gravelly?
Yeah. And Andrew's been doing John Torino this whole time.
John Torino. This is one of the best things you can say when you pull a grenade out of your pocket. I have a grenade.
I have a grenade.
Did he say I've got a present for you? Isn't that right?
Yeah,
at the top?
I got a present for you.
I got a present
like
for you.
A gift.
You
protested. I've got a gift.
Which is German for poison.
Ooh. It's a total dud, the grenade, right? It's all hollowed out. Nothing bad's gonna happen. All I'm saying is I would have pulled out the pin in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially
and
if it's
let
a
it
replica.
Ride for
it's
a couple
funny.
Of seconds, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then gone back and started your car.
I'm driving down Main Street, indicating 40 feet before the right turn.
Getting into my
Which
PT
Which is the
cruiser
easy one in
away.
America.
Where I live, I'm Clint Eastwood, not the character. But I do own the car.
I brought it with me to set today.
And if like half this podcast you've never seen Gran Torino.
Haven't seen it. No idea what you're talking about.
Maybe just watch the end credits of Gran Torino to sort of get the lore.
It's on Plex. Just watch it, Lucy. You'll like it.
Will I like it?
Yeah, I reckon.
Actually,
fine.
It's directed by Clint Eastwood. He directed Sully. Just not a good movie
Sully,
that I really like.
And Invictus, your favorite movie.
Ah, yes.
Hey, directed Unforgiven. How about that?
Oh, that's
How about
a
that
picture.
Shit?
That's a quality film.
This is a stupid fucking podcast. I have one more story from you that is still inside this same America Watch.
We're in the sphere.
We're
in
talking
the sphere
about
right now.
People whose intentions are good, but maybe their execution not so good.
Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Yes. This is from WHO in Iowa.
The Hoomst.
Miss Kitty's owner apologizes for, quote, just a costume comment about man dressed as a Nazi in his bar.
Sorry.
Who could really be wrong here?
Yeah.
All right, let's pause this one.
No, let it wash over you.
Okay.
After photos circulated online of a man dressed as a Nazi in a bar on Halloween night, the bar owner is responding to criticism he was met with online.
Yeah.
Reasonable. Okay.
The incident took place inside Miss Kitty's Country Bar in Clive.
Okay. The place smells awesome.
Clive, Iowa.
Clive, Iowa. Miss Kitty's at Clive, Iowa.
Yeah,
introducing my new character, Clive, Iowa.
If you live and
from
I'm
Dune?
Deadly oh, shut up. I'm deadly fucking serious about this. Not about the shutting up. A little bit. If you live anywhere near Clive, Iowa, I need you to go to any Goodwill or whatever thrift store they got in Clive. I need you to get into the men's t-shirts. I'm looking for a large to an extra large. I want you to get me everything that says Clive, Iowa on it, and I will pay you for the shipping. I will pay you for the shirts. I will pay you for your time. Yeah. Clive, Iowa men's basketball camp 2013. Fucking whatever. I want it.
Same deal for me, but Sac City, Iowa, too extra small.
If you live near Gaylord, Michigan, my yes. Gaylord, Michigan basketball 2013 shirt has fallen apart. And I need more Gaylord, Michigan shirts. They spelled basketball wrong, which made it my favorite shirt ever.
Man, I'm looking at like a Google Street View of Miss Kitty's Country Bar.
Yeah, I was looking at
it. Every American venue gives me such psychic damage, man. It's
looks like the bar in Thelma and Louise. Like, it's very visibly on the side of the road.
Real strip mall stuff. Just awful. Awful.
Yeah, but the vibe rules.
Does it? There's a Nazi in here.
The incident took place inside Miss Kitty's Country Bar in Clive. Viewers shared some images of a man dressed in a Nazi soldier uniform, embellished with a swastika and wearing a cropped moustache. The same viewer who sent those photos was also at the bar last Friday night. She sent WHO 13 News a video of herself confronting the bar owner about the man's costume. That's funny. Where the owner appears to defend the man wearing the garb.
All right.
Quote, do you know that you have a guest here with an actual Nazi costume? With an actual Nazi costume on, said the patron in the video. Quote, yeah, but I'm not going to do anything about it, EJ Meyer, the bar owner, replied.
Okay, that's a bit.
Oh, that's a strange response.
That's a choice. That's making a choice.
You know what I was saying earlier about how, like, sometimes there's a way people can confront you that make your knee-jerk reaction to be, like, combative? Sometimes you got to take a breath.
Combative?
Yeah.
Combative.
I think it's just combative.
Is it?
It's just combative. It is combative.
I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but you
fucked up. You can edit that out.
You already did. Yeah, I'll just do a... I'll get a clean read of that. Combative. Perfect.
Combative.
I feel like if someone was pointing a phone at me and was asking me questions about a situation in the bar on a packed Friday night, I don't know if I would necessarily... I'm not saying this person is a good person or anything like that. I'm just saying for me... I would struggle to come out with my best response under those circumstances.
Yeah. And you might think that, but then when you look this up, this guy is literally dressed as Hitler. Nazi costume
No, he's wearing a suit. He has a swastika on and he's got a cropped moustache.
He just happens to have a little
moustache.
Could be anyone.
He could be one of the lower ranking Hitler admiring officers.
That's right. Yes. Who just said, now there's the moustache for me.
He's a real trendsetter.
Quote, you're okay with Nazis being here, said the patron. Myers responded, no, but it's a costume.
Now we're making an interesting distinction.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not okay with Nazis. That guy is wearing a Nazi outfit. Yeah.
Well, it's just a costume.
Yeah.
And we all wear a costume.
If it was Halloween, someone showed up as a ghost, you might ask, hey, are you okay with there being ghosts here? And you say, no. Mm-mm. But that's someone in a ghost costume.
You do the right thing and you punch that person in the ghost costume in the guts and you say, no ghosts in here!
And then the sheet just falls down on the ground and there's nothing there.
I cast the out! Massive punch to the solar plexus.
cast the out of Miss Kitty's country bar dance.
Kidney jab! I banish you back to the afterlife. Just like Constantine would have done.
Yeah, the meaty kidney of this specter. Yeah! You prod this specter with a pool cue.
Knuckle sandwich.
I assume we've all seen the spate of right-wing influencers online just like doing blackface for their Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
I feel like they're...
It's not even a costume. It's
overplaying the hand a little on this.
What's her name? Lauren Hobbit, dressed up as like a racist Mexican person with a thing about ice on there because they're like, very fucked up. It's almost like they're sort of like empowering people to be as racist
evil.
As possible.
Just really evil and racist. Yeah.
And like dehumanizing.
Yeah,
anyone
they've taken the mask off and now they've put another mask on and that mask sucks.
It's way worse.
Yeah. It's way worse. It's so much worse.
Yeah, it's like a baby mask, like that the fucking ice agent that wore a baby, like a Halloween baby mask. While he's
it
looks like Chucky to me, the traditional Halloween baby.
But bereft of hair.
Yeah.
Chucky's got his own hair.
We should get Pyramid Head to pull their skin off.
Yes. I think he'd be on our side.
What's that look for? Ben just did a look that told me that he doesn't believe that Pyramid's head would be on our
Pyramid
side.
I don't think Pyramid Head is on our side.
You don't think Pyramid Head's an ally?
I don't think he is.
I don't remember at any point thinking Pyramid Head is misunderstood.
Yeah, he's our guy. He's not like Godzilla.
He's not like Sloth from the Goonies. You just need to offer Pyramid Head the right candy bar and he comes around.
Have we tried? We haven't worked out what he wants.
I've never seen anyone in a piece of media depicted offering Pyramid Head like a Snickers, picnic. Yeah.
Pulling the thorn out of his palm and all of a sudden he's using that big old sword for good. If you're like 25 and you're like, I'm going to give this podcast and go, I'm going to subscribe.
It's also
all of us
are referring to specifically Pyramid Head in the movie.
I'm not aware of Pyramid Head's oeuvre.
Isn't he in like Kingdom
but
Hearts?
But
I got to
say, he's kind of nice.
I don't think Pyramid Head is in Kingdom Hearts.
Pyramid Head is not in Kingdom Hearts. He is kind of nice with it, though.
He is.
What do you
mean?
Nice looking at Pyramid Head. Oh, my God. Okay. He's very alluring, obviously.
Oh, yeah. No, this is absolutely beautiful.
He's mysterious. He's ripped. Like, think about how good
Tell me he's in a band.
He's
think about your core strength.
We gotta stop talking about him like this.
He's
a
evil
guy.
AI is saying he's not good or evil. He's a manifestation of the protagonist's guilt. I've not played this game.
Yeah. You would love Silent Hill. Didn't they just do a remake of like two?
They did of two, the good one.
Lucy, you gotta play Silent Hill.
And in the movie, he tears a lady's clothes off and then he grabs her skin and he tears all the skin off.
And he slops it off. Right? He slaps it onto the ground. The great sound.
It's a bad movie. But it's good for video game adaptation standards.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Ben at his bar on Halloween. Did you know you have a Pyramid Head here?
Oh, fuck. I'm going to go punch that guy in the guts. Be gone.
He's evil.
he's evil, folks.
He's not a good guy. Pyramid Head, not a good guy. After that interaction, Myers said he went back into his office and sat for a couple of minutes. After that time alone, he said that he came to the realization that the man dressed up was obviously creating a situation where people felt uncomfortable.
He was sitting backstage doing the fucking Sherlock algebra in the air.
Hitler, 1939, beer hall push.
Guy in a Nazi costume superimposing the two over each other slowly. Boop, 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 boop.
Bit of text that says match. People don't like Nazis. Oh, fuck.
Nazis equals bad.
Shit.
On further reflection.
Bad to the bone. A little bit of bad to the bone plays. He went to go meet the individual over by the patio door where Maya said he was already leaving. So you're telling me he dealt with this by waiting for a guy to leave, following him and then saying, "And stay out." Yeah.
Like you get out and he's heading towards the door. I heard you're bad to the bone.
You're bad to the bone. Get out of here. Bone. Myers told the individual dressed as a Nazi, "I think your costume is creating too much controversy," while he was walking out.
Oh my God, hey, that's so weak. By the way, not even I want you to leave. I think other people are upset by your your Hitler costume.
I think it's awesome. I think it's so funny. Mm. I get it. I get what you're trying to do, but there's some people in there that
I think it's
like
funny.
It.
Hey, if it was up to me, we wouldn't all take this Halloween stuff so seriously.
Yes. You know? Halloween's a time for us to let off steam.
Blow off a little steam and put on our full Nazi uniform. You know?
You can be anyone tonight. You can be anyone.
On
you
Halloween.
Put on a mask and you're someone else, you know?
Yes.
Saying this while putting on your little Hitler grease paint mustache.
That other person is Hitler.
You did choose Adolf Hitler, the mad dictator of the Third Reich.
Yes.
Yeah. It's causing problems with the higher ups.
Anyone.
Controversial figure.
Yeah.
The only answer is like, what's more spooky than Hitler, right? That's the only move you can go with.
True.
You turn around.
A ghost.
Honestly, I reckon somebody would be fucking... most people in a bar would be fucking fine if you were zombie Hitler. If you were...
I was going to say that. I thought this was going to be a zombie Hitler situation.
If you were in a Nazi outfit, but you were also done up in full-bore Nazi decomposing
you can get away with that,
face
yeah.
paint.
Big
I'm a Nazi zombie.
On your head?
Yeah.
On your head.
Oh, exit wound, yeah.
That's a horror movie trope, the Nazi zombie, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you'd have an entry wound on your head.
But you had to go as live Hitler.
Well, you'd have both, but the entry wound would be small and the exit wound would be big.
Mm. Maybe. I mean, okay.
On Monday, Myers spoke with WHO 13 News about his regret for how the situation unfolded and how he responded to the patron that recorded him. Quote, "It wasn't the right response. I probably should have just said, thank you for making me aware. Give me a few minutes and I'll take care of it. It wasn't the right response."
Now, Ben, in your capacity as a bar person,
yes,
do you find yourself kind of empathizing a bit with this guy in the sense that it's very possible if you watch the footage that he could have been saying this stuff in a tone that is like, "Hey, I got a lot of fires to put out right now. Yeah, that thing sucks. I'm trying to deal with some stuff.
I haven't watched the video. I don't know. Don't know anything about this guy. He might genuinely suck. But I feel like if we had a busy Friday with an event and someone was just filming me and asking me a question, I'd be like, I'm not sure. I'm not aware about that.
Yeah.
And then you go deal with it.
Yeah, that's not good. I'll see.
This is a bad time for a small town business to be the focus of a news thing.
Mm-hmm.
No good. Mm-hmm. Never any good. This guy could fucking suck, though. I don't know.
He could suck. All I'm saying is, in your experience, do you think there's a scenario where you could be filmed saying something that sounded very dismissive, but also you're running a fucking bar on Halloween night, and you're like, yep.
On a night where you all let off steam, you know? A night that you're actually allowed to go crazy and let it all out. You know, that's the one night you don't want to be filmed.
Yeah.
Turn your camera off on Halloween, okay? Get your photo, your costume before that you leave the house and then just fucking...
Yes,
it's Halloween.
That's for before.
Body cams off.
Body cams off for Halloween.
Body cams off, yeah.
Unless you're someone who has the ability to legally dispense violence, in which case, please...
Leave your body cam on.
Body cams on.
Leave your body cam on. But Tavista asks you to please...
Hey, please.
Leave it on.
Leave it on.
Leave them on.
If it's not on, it's not on.
That's so true. If you are someone who is legally able to dispense state violence, maybe keep the body camera on after your shift ends. You know?
Yeah. And
maybe
you know what?
It can be an all-day thing for you.
Try and avoid doing state-sponsored violence.
Yeah.
If you can.
Leave the house in the morning thinking, I'm going to try not to do any state-sponsored violence, if I can.
I won't hurt anyone today.
I won't hurt anyone today.
I won't hurt anyone today.
I leave the house thinking that every day.
Yeah.
Angrily pointing at myself in the mirror. I won't hurt anyone today.
Not today.
Won't hurt anyone
today.
Just saw Sean Hannity crying on TV. Pretty good.
Oh, that's life nice. Can be good.
Life can be good. A good beer, some prosciutto.
Sean Hannity crying. Sean Hannity crying.
Dick Cheney buried ass up.
Life can be so good.
King Island smoke cheddar.
A little ride on the Coney Island roller coaster. Oh, ending out the evening with a Reuben and a Jay on the Coney Island Ferris wheel.
You're on Fire Island, long penis. Jay, Reuben, Hannity crying.
That slinky ding flopping out of your shorts.
Oh, gee, all right.
Okay.
In it.
This is all callbacks, by the way. We're doing 4 minutes of callbacks, and then we're out.
Hey, remember slightly?
Remember earlier?
Earlier.
You guys remember earlier?
Yeah.
Maya said the confrontation on video happened after he had just walked through the bar to his office to get things in order for the costume competition.
We're doing a costume competition.
He had a lot of shit on his fucking mind.
I have already picked up the scorecards, and I had moved the zero to the front in anticipation of awarding it to that gentleman.
I got to tell you that as someone who professionally facilitates events, people do not respect the fact that you are busy.
Mm.
Ever. If you've got to walk around doing a lot of stuff for an event, everyone wants a little piece of you when you're very clearly going between location A and location B to organize something. Everyone's like, let's have a quick chat. I've got my busiest face on currently, and you're trying to grill me about there being an Adolf Hitler in the bar? I got to judge the costume competition.
He's
thinking about events.
I don't know
how good is his costume.
That guy fucking died in like the 70s. Leave me alone. Yeah.
Yeah. What is he? 100? 110?
Sir, I don't think that's actually Adolf Hitler. He would
There's nothing to
older.
Worry about. That's not Adolf Hitler.
It's okay, sir. Coming down on the side of the Hitler costume. The funny thing is, I don't feel like we're coming down on the side of the Hitler costume.
No,
we're coming down on the side of the person who works in the bar.
He's busy.
He's got a lot on.
I don't know anything about no Adolf Hitler.
Just coming down on the side of people who got a lot on.
Yeah.
They got shit going on.
Someone told me the glass washer isn't draining. I'm going to look at that and then I'll deal with your freaking Rudolf Hitler.
What do I follow his nose?
You don't even have to put events on. You're doing it extra for them.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a
costume competition.
Yep.
If you've got fucking Kitty's Country Bar and Glide.
You just decided to spread some joy?
Just a little bit of Halloween joy. A night where everyone could let off steam.
You could be whoever you want.
Yeah.
Whoever. And we... Yeah,
can
we
play around with gender a little bit?
You can't be
Joseph Fritzl.
Don't be Joseph Fritzl for Halloween.
Let's not say that name in the last like 45 seconds of the episode because that's what people are going to remember.
Joseph Fritzl.
Yeah, I agree. You don't have to put it into people's minds.
Coming out in 2025 as an anti-Joseph Fritzl podcast.
I was reading his Wikipedia page last night. No good. That guy.
We got to get you off Wikipedia.
We got to get you a Google reader.
Get back on the Switch. Get back on the Steam Deck.
We got to get you.
Can you get me Net Nanny for nice Wikipedia page?
Yeah. You ever just read the Wikipedia article for Airplane?
Oh, the movie?
No, the phenomenon.
The phenomenon?
Airplane.
Of the airplane?
Well, I think they're phenomenal, and I guess you'll agree.
Because
of your autism.
Grenade Torino.
Quote, I want to apologize to everyone who had offended, and it certainly was not my intention, and we genuinely support a lot of things, whether it be trans or gay or whatever.
So good. All right.
This is an ally.
A lot of things, whether it be trans or gay or what, and what else?
Me too.
Do you
I support
list
a lot
them?
Of things, trans or gay or whatever. Chinese.
Yeah.
Trans, that's more, it.
Probably.
Trans, gay, Chinese.
Yeah.
That's it.
Greek Orthodox Catholicism.
They're all welcome. Well. I noticed that he's done gender neutral when he says they're all welcome.
They're all welcome. They're all welcome. Yep. Isn't that what hospitality is all about? Trans, gay, whatever.
trans gay Chinese.
Trans gay Chinese, come on in.
That's what hospitality's all about.
The ward is fine.
Man, I'm down with this. So's I'm down beers. With this. I think getting on the news and saying that shouldn't have happened and everyone's welcome here.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
However right. fucking clumsy it is.
I think this is like definitely dismissive, but also for someone who clearly is not like us and living in an environment where surrounded by a lot of beautiful trans people, gay people, non-binary people, Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
It's dismissive to just be like trans, gay or whatever. But this is someone who's not super familiar with that sort of thing, doesn't maybe have the language down pat, but is willing to get on the news and say, yeah, trans people, gay people,
yeah. whatever. You probably should have said no Hitler. You should have probably been stronger on the...
Yeah.
Not into Hitler thing,
Let's
but
we just Hitler
you know that for next time. You know that for next time. Straight things, out the gate.
Whether it be trans or gay or whatever, we genuinely don't support a lot of things. Whether it be Hitler,
yes, yeah.
and or I guess whatever you got to find out at some point.
Goebbels, Fritzels,
nope, not the okay. No. Stop. We gave ourselves a little bit of distance. You brought it back.
You got to find out through trial and error the things that you do have to do something about. I guess. Yes. Because, Hitler. You know, if you're talking about working in a bar, a country bar and dance, you know, if you're working at that kind of venue, there's going to be a lot of people in and out of there. It's going to be a lot of different people with a lot of different ideas about the world. And they're going to butt up against each other sometimes. Mm. Some of them want to dress as Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the rest of them think that's uncool, you know?
You got to make decisions.
Yeah, you got to make decisions because I'm sure that if you're working in this sort of role, you can't solve everybody's problem for them, you know, yes. of a shift.
Yeah.
No. You got to pick and choose. And this guy has just learned through trial and error, Hitler costume in the bar is something that actually demands your immediate attention.
That's a bad yes. vibe. Yeah.
It's a bad vibe. But like, I can understand being pressured and being like, I can't come in and police everybody's Halloween costumes right now.
Yeah. But
he's done it. He stood up and he said, trans, gay. Chinese, everyone, yeah.
whatever
good on you are all welcome here.
I think the next obvious step for him, if he wants to get his credibility back, is to get one of those stickers from MasterCard that has the flag on it.
Yep.
And yes. then that way people know that he accepts MasterCard and trans people and gay
oh,
people.
Oh, it's a twofer. Yeah. yeah. Welcome here.
yeah. There's nothing like that stick. Nothing says, hey, your money is welcome here. Like yeah. that kind of sticker.
Yeah. You know?
It's so weird. We With have MasterCard. Like just, we got a little one of those flags up in the window. It's not the MasterCard branded one because that feels disgusting.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did you need MasterCard branding on you? It's just bizarre.
Mm.
Even if you saw that and thought, you know what? That's a good idea. It'd be nice to have a little marker in the window that says.
Just say it yourself.
Yeah. You know.
Make
just,
your own.
Just make your own.
You Canva. Print out,
you probably
it's
got
free.
A laminator for your yeah. menus.
Get on Canva. Line.
Just get on Canva.
Don't do it through fucking Canva. I'd
get
rather
on
see
Canva,
something that
do
looks...
an inclusionary site. You want to see something done with markers, right?
I want to see something that looks dog shit done by hand, not something nice done by Canva. Canva, get the fuck out of my life! Sick of it. Canva.
This man's slaving in Illustrator, making his own posters for events.
I mean, I'd mostly just use Photoshop and then I put it in InDesign just so I get a smaller PDF when I have to send it off for print. I'm so bad at Illustrator.
I think that's a distinction without a difference.
Well, it's very different because Illustrator is sort of outline first. Maya said that policies in the bar will be changed moving forward. He didn't outline specifics on what would change, just articulating that something like this will not happen again.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's no so notes. Good. Yeah. We're going to make sure all of this is sorted out forever. No more problems.
It'll never happen again. No problems.
We're Don't worry
gonna
about
get
it.
Just going to get it sorted.
We've changed our policies. No more fucked shit. Going on, just good times.
I know he didn't outline specific policies, but I think that one is pretty implicit, which is no Hitlers.
No Hitlers.
Hey. I think no Hitlers is just no Hitlers. Easy solid.
No just coming down on the side of no Hitlers.
Yeah.
From now on, starting November 2025,
yeah.
at Miss Kitty's, no Hitlers.
No Hitlers.
Yeah.
I hate Hitler's to be a hard ass about these things, but I don't care how good your Hitler is, no Hitlers.
I get that you got a lot of prosthetics done and that you didn't model it off photos of Hitler. You went with the movie Downfall.
Bruno Ganz. You're doing yeah. Bruno Ganz as Hitler.
I've seen,
Bruno
I've Ganz, seen Hitler every Hitler there is.
I can see that. I can recognize.
Hitler A through to Hitler Z.
I recognize the craftsmanship that went into the prosthetics that have been deployed to make you look like Bruno Gans in Downfall. You know, I get that. Doesn't matter. Hard, firm policy.
He's a wonderful thespian.
Miss Kitties, no Hitlers.
You're not welcome.
Go scrub it
American
off and come back.
Friend. That was 100% abso-fucking-lutely an episode of the Comedy Current Events podcast, Punta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. If this was your first bonus episode and you've only just recently subscribed, thank you so much. It's lovely having you here. Just like, be cool. If any of the stuff you found to be kind of in bad taste or problematic or whatever, just know that no malice. We're going to change our policies to make sure no more fuck shit happens. No Hitlers.
Get rid of the Fritzl stuff.
Get rid of it. We'll beep it out every time he says it. I've been only beeping Theo lately. No one else has said any beepable stuff.
Yeah.
It's either been deletable or it's been beepable and it's been Theo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Always getting a reputation. I'm going to make a New Year's resolution.
To get beeped.
Here in November. No, this was a 2025 New Year's resolution. Only applies to 2025. I'm just starting a little late. Okay. Yeah. I think I'm gonna get the website sorted out so we can do a little mailing list.
I love websites
for some merch.
Well, it's
gonna sort out our merch situation. It's been very sad for a long time. If you happen to be on the Patreon thing and you would buy some merch, comment I would buy some merch on this episode.
Know.
Yeah. Let us know if you will do it. We haven't had any available for a while. It's just a thing to do. I'll do that if you will buy it. I'm going to Field of Dreams it. How about that?
Yes. If you design it, they will pre-order
they
it.
They will
and then
go
we'll
on
mail
the mailing list to receive
the thing.
Notification.
Yeah. We got to update the photo on the Patreon banner as well because we're all 8 years younger in the photos and I think we're starting to misrepresent ourselves.
Yeah,
Lucy, we
got
like a fucking baby in that photo. You look like a child.
I'm a little child, a little baby.
My photo is from the year my 12-year-old was born, I think. So
really?
I agree.
Oh.
Yeah.
My kids were born at zero.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you on the free episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
For everyone, sit back, relax. Take your time. Open up your mind. Try to feel it right now, right now. Your style, you look gorgeous. Are you for real? We're going down right now.